Are y'all ready for some spiritual homework about the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, and being baptized into the Holy Spirit? I've got 11 solid foundations for you. 11 solid foundations for you. And this is some spiritual instruction. I'm coming out of the book of Acts. I want you to read this for yourself. I want you to study it for yourself. And I want you to rightly divide the word that you're studying for yourself. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. Acts chapter 1 and verse 5. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to verse 48. Acts chapter 11, verse 15 and 16. Acts chapter 15, verse 8. Acts chapter 4, verse 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 15 to 17. Acts chapter 9, verse 1. Acts chapter 19, verse 6. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. I want you to read, study, and rightly divide that for yourself. It's time for you to get some Bible tools so you can dig into that word and find out what the truth is. Now, after a man or woman is saved, he or she is to keep on being filled with the Spirit day by day. Being continually filled. Being continually filled. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. John chapter 14 and verse 21. Acts chapter 4 and verse 8. Acts chapter 4 and verse 31. After a man or woman is saved, he or she is to keep on being filled with the Spirit each and every single day, being continually filled. I don't want to hear nothing about, I was filled with the Holy Ghost 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And you haven't been filled with the Spirit since. Church leaders are supposed to feed the church of God with the Word of God. Church leaders are supposed to feed the church of God with the Word of God. Church leaders are supposed to feed the sheep, not get fat off the sheep, but feed the sheep. Feed the church. Put the word in the church. And if you can't do that, you need to stop playing with God's people before you die.